podcast Mental Health for the Culture.
We address real life topics and brainstorm real solutions.
This podcast is meant to be informational and not to serve as a personal counseling session. If you feel that you have some mental health issues that need to be addressed, please find a counselor near you.
I'm Kendra T.
I'm Nedra.
And today we are unpacking not having a good support team, or the lack of a good support team. So the example here is with Fergie. It's Fergalicious. She sang the national anthem at the last All-Star basketball game. And she tried to do her own special rendition of it. And it didn't really pop off too well. It didn't pop off at all. She got highly criticized for it and laughed at. So would this have happened if she had a better support team? Or do we know the quality of her support team?
I think sometimes with celebrities, they have a lot of folks on payroll who want to stay on payroll. So they don't want to necessarily disagree with the artist. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of folks probably heard it and was like, pitch.
It's pitchy, dog. That's what Randy said, right?
It's pitchy, dog. I don't know what Randy said. But
American Idol.
I didn't watch American Idol.
Well, I mean, I didn't either, but I know that.
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's one of those things that because of that support system, like, people aren't being honest with you because they feel like they can't. And we all have those situations where we say, oh, no, tell me the truth. And you know that
you
person.
You don't really want the truth.
And you know they can't handle the truth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's one of those things, like, if you know this person can't handle the truth, you're like, yeah, that's great. You did a good job. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. And it sounds really bad. And these sort of situations happen where it's like you're singing the national anthem and it's a complete bomb because nobody felt the need to tell you, hey, this isn't it.
Yeah, maybe they didn't feel like it'd be detrimental to you knowing what the truth is versus being okay with what appears to be the truth.
I always wonder, though, like, why do people ask your opinion if they're going to be offended by it? Like,
no.
I think it's one thing, like, if people just give you their opinion and you didn't ask for it and you're offended. But if someone specifically is like, what do you think about this shirt? And then you, like, honestly tell them what you think about the shirt. And they're like, huh. And you can tell they're, like, upset about it. It's like, why did you ask me? It's like,
right.
You know.
I know why. Because I've done that. It's because if I'm wearing a shirt that I am feeling like it looks, I think it looks good on me. And just going with your shirt example that you already started with, if I know this shirt looks good on me, I feel good in it, I got it for a great price, to me it appears to coordinate with everything I got. I love this shirt. I want you to love this shirt. So if I'm asking you your opinion, I feel like 98-99% sure that you're gonna agree and think that this shirt was bomb. But then when you don't, wait a minute, what? Because now the fact that you don't agree kind of makes me call into question my judgment. Like, I thought this shirt was really nice. And now if you don't think it, and I like your, you know, I respect your opinion or, you know, what you think. It's like, well, maybe it is messed up.
Now, that makes me angry. I have learned that whatever people wear is what they like. Mm-hmm. And so I don't say anything to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can wear. I had a friend and she would tell me, you should tell your other friend that she doesn't dress so well. I'm like, why?
Why? Yeah.
Because she goes out with you. And I'm like,
so?
I'm not going to tell her that.
That's like, that's,
I'm not saying any. She picked those clothes because she liked them.
Right.
Like,
was it me?
No, it wasn't you. But I don't know why you would put. I didn't think she was putting on clothes that she didn't like. Like, she was in her closet, like, man, I hate this dress. Right. Let me put it on.
Exactly.
No, it's like, oh, this dress is pretty. So I'm not going to go out of my way to be like, that dress is not nice.
It burst her bubble.
Burst her bubble.
And that seems to go along with the idea of, like your friend said, well, she goes out with you, and so she's going to embarrass you.
I'm not embarrassed by what other people wear.
Exactly.
Like, you can wear whatever you want to wear. Like, it's a reflection of you. So if you want to wear, you know, I don't know, a mini skirt, then wear a mini skirt.
Right.
If you want to wear a peasant top, wear a peasant top. Like, it's not it's not a reflection of me. What I wear is a reflection of me. Right. So I don't care what you wear. But I guess for that friend, what my other friend wore was a reflection of us as a unit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not in that unit. Like, I'm not being reflected here. So you go over there and you be reflected. If you have an issue with it, you can say something. But that's not my issue. I don't care.
She wants somebody to look at y'all as a unit and be like, oh, that's a bad set over there, you know? But if one person doesn't fit, then none of you get the accolades.
I don't know.
Was she single at the time?
Maybe. I don't
really. Yeah, it's kind of hard to think back.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and I have a friend who notices all the small details of everything. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I walk in and she sees me, she might point out, what's with that hairstyle? Or why is that? I'm like, hey, I'm trying something different.
Do you think you take it as like a slight, or do you take it as her noticing stuff?
I have retrained my thinking in that way. The second that what you just said, like at first it's like, well, why do you feel like what's wrong with it? Like if mm-hmm. you're mentioning it, you're asking me about it, what's wrong with it? Now mm-hmm. it's just, hey, it's an understanding that I have within myself. We have slightly different styles. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more willing to experiment with my style, mm-hmm. with colors and my hair and everything than she is. So if she's asking me about it, it may not be because she dislikes it. Mm-hmm. It may be because it's something that she would not have tried, and mm-hmm. it might look all right or it might not to her. I don't know. But I've had to say, hey, you don't have to talk about, you don't have to mention every single thing every time you see it.
You know what's always funny to me? This doesn't happen to me anymore because I've evolved and my friendships have. But in the past,
like a Homo sapien of friendships.
I'm the Homo sapien of friendships. But in the past, I have had situations where people would give like an unsolicited opinion mm-hmm. of something like, "Ooh, I don't really like your top, and I don't really like your style." So right. it's like That's one what? Of those things, like. I'm not buying stuff like with your particular style in mind. So it kind of doesn't matter if you like whatever I have on. Now, if we're out shopping and I ask your opinion, then I value it and I want it in that moment. But just generally, I think, you know, people do what they like. But I think, you know, just going back to Fergie, I think she's in a position where there are a lot of people, you know, I would think that there are a lot of checks and balances in place. And someone should have maybe said, like, you know, I don't think the NBA game is where you want to do your jazz set.
Right.
You might want to save that for the Cotton Club. I don't know, but.
Where's the Cotton Club?
That's in Harlem.
Right.
I don't know if that's still open. But anyways, you know, I think it's one of those things like that. And not even, it wasn't that she zhuzhed up the rendition. It was just bad.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
And the problem with that particular thing of doing the national anthem, and I've posted about this on my social media, the national anthem is a 250-year-old song that was written to the beat of woodwind drums, you know, and instruments, not the things that we have today. It's been performed on the national level millions of times. Yet everybody who does it wants to make it special, make it their own, put their own little special.
Did you hear the remix that they made?
I did. It was like remix. What's his name? Remix Sway or something like that.
Is I heard it on Rob the Breakfast Edits? Club.
I don't know. Well, I heard some remix. Maybe we heard two different ones. It was on the Breakfast Club this morning.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, it was good. I want to look it up actually. But yeah, you know, you want to put your own little stank on it, like, oh, so people can say this is how that person particularly killed, which means in a good way, killed the American national anthem. And so her totally, now I will say to her credit, that's the first time I've heard the national anthem performed in a jazz genre like that. So that made it
She's
new.
She's an innovator.
Yeah, exactly. And then so with that, she also issued an apology, which I don't think that was necessary, but an apology saying that, like, I'm an innovator. I like to experiment and try different things. I wanted to try, you know, doing this different style, and it didn't work.
I'm not upset at Fergie. I don't think she had to apologize.
No,
I think
exactly.
She did her best. That's what her apology said. I did my best. I am not mad at anybody for doing their best.
And I don't know what all the criticism she got was accusing her of not being a patriot. So in her apology, she felt the need to say, I'm American and I love my country.
Because she did a bad,
maybe the patriot extremists are feeling like, because you did our national anthem dirty, you don't love your country. Mm. I don't know who said that. I don't know if they did. But I know in her apology, she commented something like, I love my country and I didn't want to mess this up, you know? The fact that she felt like she had to say that, I was thinking maybe somebody was criticizing his patriotism.
I mean, maybe sometimes people do sabotage stuff, but it's like, I never thought that she wanted to mess it up or that she intended.
I hate this damn song. You know, it's like
when Mariah Carey did her thing and messed up and, you know.
Christmas.
The
tree, the Rockefeller tree lighting.
I don't think she was trying to do a bad job. I think she just did a bad job. It's like, you know, it happens. It's a part of it. And it was like the next year was like, do you think she'll do well this year? And I'm like, why not? That was like 1 year out of like 30 years she's been singing these same Christmas songs. It's like, okay, she had one bad time. All right.
Yeah, it wasn't one bad time. It's indicative of a downward spiral. But that's a separate.
Have you seen Mariah Carey's Christmas special on Netflix?
Recently?
Yes.
No.
Oh, gosh, you better watch it. Because she's the queen of Christmas.
But it's not live? It's not live.
She does have the most classic Christmas album. It is like a live little jazz thing. It's really nice. It is
because one of her reasons for why she floundered at the Christmas tree lighting is because it's outside, it's cold, her pipes, you know, got
frozen.
Well,
she is a songbird. You have to protect that neck.
You do. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap that neck up. You know, the elements are not good for those vocal cords.
She's a little out of shape.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Mariah Carey is also an example of a support system and people telling you certain things, telling you what you want to hear. Now, she has been known, from what I can tell, on VH1 specials or whatever, to be the kind of person who likes to be pumped up and not so receptive to the negative truths. So that's an example of, again, a support system kind of catching you, telling you, rewrite that. Try that again. Practice it some more. Get in shape. Work out. Something.
Wow. I think the way that you say stuff to people, too, matters a lot. Like you saying your friend is like, oh, yeah. You know, I think it's one of those things that people have to be kind of cognizant of how you receive things. Uh-huh. So if I noticed that I was honest with you on occasion and you didn't take it so well, I'm going to be a little inhibited about being honest with you again. Like, I'm gonna say something that's probably not so honest. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but if you're like, hey, do you like my shirt? And I know that, you know, you really want me to like it. And if not, you're going to be upset at me. I'd be like, it's a good shirt for you. I'm gonna say something. I'm not gonna say it doesn't mean I will wear it, but that's the sentence after it in my head. Like, you know, it's a good shirt for you, I'm not wearing it, you know. It's gonna be something that makes you feel
that,
like,
is nice for you.
That is nice for you, because,
but you know, that even has a little shady slant to it. Shirt is nice for you,
but I think, you know, what I do a lot of, I'm gonna let out a little secret here. Ooh. I do a lot of noticing when people change stuff. Sometimes I do like it, and sometimes I just notice. I may say, like, oh, your glasses are new. Mm-hmm. And people sometimes will take that.
They're receptive to you noticing the change.
Yeah, it's like they're receptive to me noticing a change because of the tone and the way that I'm saying it. But I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, like, hey, notice you got on orange lipstick. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, we move on to the next thing. It doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, I want it. It's just like, oh wow, you changed your hair. So I don't think it's always like you have to say something that's negative. But, you know, maybe it could have been said to Fergie in a way of, oh, you know, well, why did you go with a jazz rendition? Like, do you think the audience would be receptive? You know, just asking some questions in a certain way to get them to be more considerate of their behavior could even help, instead of just saying, like, oh, I don't think people will like this. You know, if you're going to be a part of her support system, good or bad, I think you have to be in a space to critique somebody honestly, especially when it's gonna have this huge impact on a public stage.
So Nedra, you always flow so seamlessly into your pack light tip for today. Is that your pack light tip for support systems and providing the most appropriate support for their person?
For support systems, I would say you have to assess your people and figure out how they're able to receive information. Everybody, you can't just be straight up and be like, oh, no, I don't like it. Some people you kind of have to beat around the bush and say it in a very zhuzhed up sort of way. But you have to be aware of your people and what they're able to handle and how. What's your pack light tip, Kendra?
My tip is to assess what you have to do, some personal reflection, what you have to tell this person. Do you feel like it is going to be more helpful to them to tell them the cold, hard, real truth or a nice lie? Is it more detrimental? I was working with a student today and we were talking about just like little things, like if you're, you know, your friend has bad breath, you know, what do you say? And that's a hard one because you don't want to hurt feelings, but you also want to help. And for me, if it's my friend, I don't want my friend to go and talk to somebody else and somebody else think that their breath smells and make fun of them. Like, I'm not going to make fun of them. I'm going to help them. So in that case, I'm thinking, okay, should be how honest, what should I be and how well will my honesty serve this person? And in that case, if my honesty serves them much better than not being honest, then I'm going to, you know, be as supportive and honest as I can. And again, like you said, being mindful of things like my tone, for more serious examples and situations, my tone, the location of when we're, where we're talking, the time, all that. I'm going to be considerate of those kind of things for how I'm delivering any real truths I have to deliver. And so I could be the best support person, a part of a system as I can.
That's okay. It. All right. That's pack it. Light, that y'all. Was a lot. That was. Pack light, y'all.
Pack light. Nedra, where can you be found?
If you're in the North Carolina area and looking for counseling, please check out my website, www.kaleidoscopecounselingpllc.com. I have a planner that is intended for intentional living and self-care. It's called the Empowered Planner. You can also find that information on my website. And if you're on Instagram, check me out at Kaleidoscope Counseling. Kendra, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Facebook, I am KendraT.the.slp. That's speech language pathologist, because that's what I am. And my website is communicationsynergy.net. You can go there for communication health tips and wordplay fun. Pack Light. Please subscribe, rate, and review Pack Light Podcasts. Thanks.
And remember, guys, mental wellness is important, so remember to pack light.
It's real. Elevated elegance on another element. And she keep it genuine. Special dedication going out to my...